All right, we got baseball coming up. The Giants 4-4 in this young season, and we'll see where it is going to go. We welcome in one of the stars of Triple's Alley on NBC Sports Bay Area. The show is currently on hiatus during this shortened season, along with Therese Vignal and, of course, the wonderful Cole Kuiper. And that is Carmen Q. Carmen, how are you?
Hey, Marty. How's it going? I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
No, glad to have you on. Glad to hear your voice. And, of course, you know, Adam will be with us later, Adam Copeland. And Allie does a report tomorrow. So we've got our Weekends in the Park crew on the air.
I know. Again, I really miss being out there. And the more games that are played, the more I kind of wish I was in the stands. But, you know, at least baseball's still going for now.
Yeah, I want to do a shout-out to Jill Lee and Tom O'Doul, right?
Yes, you're forgetting Rick, too.
Rick, absolutely, yeah. And Chris Mavo, who comes to see us, and, you know, a lot of the nice people.
And you know who I really miss? I miss seeing all the ushers and people that work at the public house. You know,
Alan.
We see them every weekend. They're almost like family.
Come on, Alan with the donuts, Alan Leader, and Michelle, Mary at the door. You know, and Tom, her husband, one of the tour guides. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We should always. And Janine, come on. I miss Janine. Am I going to get an apple pie this year? All right.
I don't think you're getting a pie this year.
Oh, really? Really? You think not? Okay. I'm disappointed to hear that. So, what do you think about the first week of Giants baseball? What's your take?
You know, it's going. I don't know what I expected of the Giants, but I know they've gone through so much change. From leadership top down, and then the squad on field is different. You know, we didn't have Brandon Belt and Evan Longoria for the first couple games. Buster Posey opted out. It was just a different look on the field, a different management style. But they've surprised me. They're playing 500 ball, and that's more than I think any Giants fan could have hoped for when the season first started.
I think so. And I think they're scoring runs, which is fun. When you don't score runs and you get beat 8-1 or 9-1 like they did the first two games, it looks really – and the sloppy defense, there's a reason why you lose like that. But they've been down 6-1, 6-2, 6-3 and have come back with some big home runs. And that's something we have not seen at the park. That's something we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, the ball is flying certainly because they've blocked up some of the Triple Valley area – you know, with the wind. But you know what I was thinking? The weirdest thing is when they walked off, that socially distant celebration, did that not look totally bizarre to you?
Well, you know, honestly, they jumped around so much, I couldn't tell if it was socially distant or not. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah, totally.
You know, I'll tell you, I don't think, this is my personal feeling on it. I don't think that they're going to get COVID-19 or the coronavirus by talking to each other on the ball field. I just don't. I think it's something that, like, we can talk about it. You know, players going out to eat or going to clubs or, you know, just not respecting the strict protocols that now baseball is enforcing. I don't think, you know, shaking hands or talking to a coach. These guys are tested every single day, and it's an open area. It's not a closed room. I think what goes on the field has been okay so far. It hasn't alarmed me. Let's put it that way.
Well, I thought the testing was every other day, but I may be wrong on that.
No, I spoke loosely. It's probably every other day.
Yeah, and I agree with you that the risk kind of is lowered by being outside. I still think you have to be pretty careful, right? Like, I don't think you can just say, oh, why don't we just shake hands with everybody? I think where you can minimize risk, you should. That being said, you know, I think they're trying to take all the precautions they can. They have guys work out in different areas. They have to show up at specific times. I think baseball is trying to do the right thing. Kind of where I get concerned is obviously what's happening with false positives that are happening. Juan Soto is certainly very frustrated by it. And he kind of spoke out on that today. And then there's also the thing of people not adhering to the rules when they go on road trips, going to clubs and, going to casinos. I hear the Cardinals went to the casino. So I'm not really sure how you solve this.
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, that's just disrespectful. You can't do it. And, you know, I'm not trying to minimize anything with the protocols, and they should be in place and they should enforce them. But, you know, you hit your Streps gets the ball into the drink, and they walk off with a tremendous victory. And they did get excited, and they jumped up and down and jumped up and down, but were very careful not to jump up and down and touch each other. So I commend them. I commend them for that. So we'll see. Well, how do you feel about the start of Yastrzemski and Solano and Alex Dickerson and Wilmer Flores? Now, just think about the names that I just said. Solano.
I know.
You know, not really a part of anything last year, very minor player. Yastrzemski, of course, had the rookie year, and everyone kept saying, is this for real? Alex Dickerson couldn't stay on the field, you know, with the bad back. And Flores was killing the Giants from Arizona, and now the top four in the lineup against left-handed pitching, they're dangerous.
Yeah, those are not the four names I would have expected to kind of top the leaderboard in 2020 if you had asked me last year. But it is a really nice surprise. I think you and I talked kind of offline about this, but I think the biggest surprise has been Donovan Solano. He's always had, I think, good at bats, even last year, but he's really been a huge part of the Giants' success so far, and he's a really kind of versatile player. I think he's exactly what the Giants need, and he's kind of indicative of what this new regime is looking for. And we talked about this last week, Mike Yastrzemski. What a nice surprise when you kind of expect somebody to do less than what they did the year before. He's completely proved us wrong. So I think, and then Wilmer Flores, right? He's not somebody I kind of expected the Giants to pick up, but he's always been kind of a nice little versatile player too. So happy to kind of see these guys come together and do something. I am a little surprised that Jalen Davis is no longer with the team. Were you at all surprised by that move?
Yes, I was. It wouldn't have surprised me in another week or two. But mm-hmm. to get Duggar up here now for Jalen Davis, not sure I see the merit in that. Now, we know Duggar. Duggar's had a couple of chances, and we see the way he plays, and I think we're looking at who he is. I think that's who Steven Duggar is. The other kid, even though he struck out, Kerry said, six times in 12 at-bats, when he did hit the ball, finally we saw that raw power. And for a team that, you know, can use the raw power. Yeah, I was surprised that they let him go that early.
Yeah, because everything I've heard from, you know, all the coaches have been really high on Jalen Davis. So I thought he would have a little bit of a longer lead than that. But, I mean, you never know how things can change, and maybe we'll see him back sooner than we think.
So the Heinemann brothers are in the lineup against each other tonight. How do you like that?
I love it. I heard that they're going to do the lineup cards, even though there are no lineup cards, but they'll go over the ground rules together. And it's something that Chris Woodward and Gabe Kapler kind of came together and said, let's do this and make a nice moment for them. And I think we all love that. You know, I think we like the idea of, you know, Tyler Rogers and his twin kind of being a thing. And I think there's something special about baseball families, especially when they meet up on the field.
I don't like it.
You don't like it. Oh,
come
you
on.
Don't like when people fraternize. Yeah, that's right.
Right? I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it. You know, we're here to win a ball game. We're not here to create family moments.
Well, why not? But look at the season. What else is there to be excited about? Why
come
can't
on,
we just have this
four.
Nice moment?
They're 4-4. Yeah. They're in it. You know, they're only playing the West, and I say only because the West is flawed in both divisions, and the Giants have a little plan going. I'm here to win ball games now.
You can be nice and win ball games, believe it or not, Marty. I don't know if you know that.
Okay, all right. All right. Carmen Q. All right, this is what Carmen and I do. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, so I know that we are no longer doing minuting relief, but one of my favorite things that we carried on from our podcast was the yes or hard pass. Do you remember how to play?
Yep. If I like it, I say yes. If I don't like it, I go hard pass.
Yeah, it's yes. So just make sure you say that correctly.
Yes.
So, exactly. You nailed it. So I think my question And I've been thinking about this a lot because obviously with this shortened season, there have been some rule adjustments, right? And one of the rule adjustments that I'm surprised we're not seeing is a robo-ump. I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to trial that, seeing as you don't want a lot of, you know, person-to-person contact. Why not put a robot behind home plate? So my question, or my yes or hard pass, is MLB should have trialed the robo-ump this year. Yes or hard pass?
All right. Well, Eddie Montague is listening, and he's already texted me that he's glad to hear you and glad to hear the show today. So I'm going to keep that in mind. Yes. I'm going to go hard pass because baseball's got enough trouble right now. Excuse me. Baseball's got enough trouble right now, let alone bring in a robo-ump. That's you know, who knows if it would work. And it just seems to me that that's one that when all the conditions are right, I'd like to see it. But baseball's got, you're going to seven-inning doubleheaders, and that's supposed to start tomorrow if they're scheduled. I just think baseball should keep it as simple as possible. I think replay should be simplified. These long replays are just ridiculous. So I'm going to put the robo-ump there. I'm going hard pass. Where are you going on that?
I say yes, because I would like, listen, I kind of think, and maybe people will disagree with me, but the 60-game season, they've expanded the postseason rosters, the brackets, and they're putting a runner on second in extra innings. Listen, they're doing all sorts of weird things. They have the DH in the, you know, in the National League. So why can't we just have a little robot behind home plate? I think that would be fun. I think that'd be interesting. And they've been saying they want to try it out. This seems like the perfect opportunity to do so. So I'm yes all the way.
All right. All right. Good question. I like that. Good question. We'll have time for a couple of calls. 808-KMBR, do you think the Major League Baseball should have tried robo-umps or the computer strike zone in this COVID-19 season? What did you think of Joe Kelly? And did you see the pitches he threw at Correa and Bregman?
Ooh, yeah, I sure did. First of all, he doesn't look sorry at all. We'll just put it that way. He threw at them, and, you know, you could say that they're pretty dirty, that he didn't exactly go for kind of the meaty parts. He went straight for the head, and, he kind of mocked them as he was walking off the field, caused kind of benches clearing, which, again, is not within protocol. So already there's a problem there. But the biggest part of this is an 8-game suspension for Joe Kelly, which, okay, but the Astros, who have pretty much been confirmed as cheating in the World Series, have received no punishment. So it's a little strange how MLB chooses to govern its game, but what do you feel about it? Do you feel like Joe Kelly should have been punished more, or do you think the Astros should have been addressed somehow?
Well, I think the Astros, unfortunately, should have been addressed, but they needed to give him immunity to make the case, and I've seen that in criminal law a million times, so I kind of understand that. Joe Kelly, clearly, and Eddie Montague is listening. By the way, Eddie Montague says that even with a robo-ump, there'd be an umpire behind home plate with earphones on. There's no social distancing, so forget about that argument. So, Eddie, I'm with you. All right.
I still want the robot.
All right. You're outvoted 2-1. Sorry. All right. Now, Joe Kelly, I mean, he went up and in, and Eddie's listening to this, and, Eddie would have yanked him on the first one, I'm sure. That was pretty obvious to Bregman and to Correa. And this was not just, I'm going to, you know, hit you in the ribs or hit you in the butt or in the ankle. I mean, he went up and in, and that is a very... I don't care if you think they cheated in the World Series. That's a very dangerous thing to do. I think 8 games was appropriate for him. And he's lucky. In today's world, it's a different game. You know, it's a different game the way it's played today with pitchers and hitters and brushing them back and all that. He's lucky he only got 8 games.
I mean, I just feel like there's this. Also, strange that he wasn't even on that Dodgers team that got kind of cheated on, right? He was on the Red Sox, but neither here nor there. But also the Dodgers in general don't seem very upset that he did that. They were talking about putting that face that he made, you know, with his little tongue out on T-shirts to wear for BP. Like, that, you know, the Dodgers love putting stuff on T-shirts. Remember when they did that to Madison Bumgarner and Max Muncy?
Hey, speaking of that, did you see Bumgarner pitch this week?
I didn't get a chance to catch it live, but what happened? Give me the synopsis.
Yeah, I saw it, and, you know, he's struggling for velocity. He's 88, 89, and, you know, he's got to work. And who knows why, you know, maybe who knows how he worked out in the off season or in the 3 months that people were off. But, boy, your heart is in your mouth when he's pitching now. He's, you know, that ball is just not firing out of his hand. So I think it's something to watch. And seeing how Gabe Kapler handles, you know, Samardzija and Cueto and, and Gausman and all that, can you imagine it? I just can't imagine him handling Bumgarner. I can't.
No, Bumgarner would have none of that. You know, Bumgarner likes to start and then ideally finish the entire game. And that's just not how Gabe Kapler plays this game. I just don't see it working. So it's probably good that he went somewhere else.
Yeah, I think Torey Lovullo is afraid to take him out in the middle of an inning, too. I heard that on TV, too. So, but they did let him go 5 1/3. He got the lefty out, and they yanked him out of the game. So, well, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next weekend. I like the yes and hard pass. And,
we can keep that.
Yeah, so good. I'm glad you're on, and let's see. You know, 4-4, 8 games. I hope we're talking next week, and I hope we have games. I hope everyone is safe and careful. But it's been a pleasant surprise so far. The comebacks, the hitting, just the general energy level and everything else. I think that it's been a good, entertaining show.
Yeah, I agree. It's nice to watch live baseball again. That's all I can say.
All right. Carmen, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Marty.
Okay, that is Carmen Q. More coming up.